I think what it avoids is the risks of bleomycin, which are the most significant risk factors in ABVD, which results in pulmonary toxicity, which is significant, can lead to delays and even lead to fatalities. So the BV plus AVD arm avoids the exposure to bleomycin completely. And I think for patients who are at particularly high risk for bleomycin toxicity, which would be patients over the age of 50 or patients with significant lung disease, the BV plus AVD is an attractive option which avoids bleomycin exposure. And bleomycin toxicity, not surprisingly, was higher. Lung toxicity, pulmonary toxicity was, and some deaths were higher in the ABVD arm in the Echelon trial.
I have heard people say that in patients, actually I've heard age 60, it's interesting you just said age 50, that they would think about just AVD. Do you think there's any logic to that? I mean, it seems like you'd want to do BV-AVD, but any thoughts about that?
Well, there's no data, unfortunately. We've been trying to get rid of bleomycin for years. We even had a trial in CALGB using doxorubicin, vinblastine, and gemcitabine in eliminating bleomycin. Unfortunately, the PFS for that study was not as good as ABVD, so it's been very difficult to get rid of bleomycin. There is data with AVD plus radiation therapy. So there was the HD13 trial, the German Hodgkin study group for early stage favorable, which randomized patients to two cycles of the standard combined modality treatment, ABVD plus radiation therapy, which, as I mentioned, is kind of the standard from their previous HD10 trial, versus AV plus radiation therapy, AVD plus radiation therapy, and ABV plus radiation therapy. So the PFS results from that trial for AVD plus radiation therapy were the same as ABVD, and it was inferior for AV radiation therapy or ABV radiation therapy. So I think there's data for AVD plus radiation therapy, and we do know that if we drop bleomycin from treatment because of pulmonary symptoms, that the outcomes are no different than if we had continued it, you know, that's fine. But, you know, AVD alone as only treatment has not been studied. I should mention another study, the RATHL trial, again in stage 3 and 4 disease, and I think bulky 2B was also included. This trial used interim PET, again, another interim PET study. These patients got two cycles of ABVD. They had an interim PET. PET-positive patients, as in the early stage trial, went on to get Biocop, no radiation therapy for stage 3 and 4 disease, and again, about a 30% relapse rate. About 80% of the patients were negative after two cycles of ABVD, and they were randomized to either complete four cycles of ABVD, a total of six, or drop the bleomycin, four cycles of AVD, so two ABVD and four cycles of AVD for the interim PET negative, and the progression-free survival, and so on, was identical for both arms. So there is data for dropping bleomycin with interim PET negativity, but as a standalone, there's just no data. And I know people do it, but I'm a little conservative. I mean, I really sort of hate, I mean, a curable disease, I mean, I hate to go and use something where there really isn't published experience.